coming in on 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to another episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews.
Yeah!
I like being chock full of shit.
That's about it!
Was that recorded?
It's not an episode if you didn't make something up.
And the average for the beer that everybody loves is really high.
I like getting shit on.
Welcome to another episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews, a childish podcast on adult beverages. I'm your host, Knox, and with me today is Big Earn.
I am here.
Yes, you are.
Oh, we're recording now.
And with us also is John Arum. Hey, John. How are you?
It's good to be back, man.
Good to have you
here. Oh, yeah. Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Yeah. We got Paula. I don't know how to say your last name. Kosiansky?
Kosiansky, but I will never correct you.
Okay. And welcome back, Nathan Rowe, to the podcast. How you going?
Yeehaw. It's good to be back from the dusty trail.
Hey, seems like somebody's missing.
Yeah, Chris couldn't make it today.
Oh, well, and missing, when I say missing, is kind of, you know, like missing, really.
One of us hit him. All
right. You are a smelly pirate hooker.
You're so mean.
He's going to stay missing until the police get off our scent.
His girlfriend took out a life insurance policy.
There we go.
Yeah, I know he had a family thing to do, whatever, priorities.
That happens.
But, you know, if some people are willing to hang out with him, I understand he's got to take advantage of that.
Yep.
Chris shows up 3 days late, like, dressed like Smeagol. You know? He's like, let me in.
Precious.
His head is all shaved.
Hey.
All right, well, let's talk about the podcast today, guys. First of all, Paul is brand new to the podcast, so why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about you?
All right. My name is Paula, mm-hmm. and I am 4'11", so you definitely could stomp on top of me, and I probably wouldn't say anything. I'm a comedian, so that means my parents didn't love me when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Makes sense. All right.
Yeah, and I think those are the highlights.
All right. Nice. Nice to have you. How old are you?
I'm 23.
Excellent. So you're over 21. That's all that matters.
I'm 16.
Oh, no. Get her out of here. So we know that John and Nathan have both been on the podcast before, and they're comedians as well. So if you haven't gathered yet, today's episode is about comedy and just having a good fucking time. Yep. Yeah. And I picked out some beers from our podcast cooler. Mm. So we got 6 beers and a mead today. So let's get into it, shall we? Let's. Oh, boy.
Oh, big.
These crowlers are so fun to open.
Said nobody ever.
Man, it looked like champagne the way you were handling that.
You know, I have like paper towels down, so where do I open it? Over myself.
Yeah, yep. Of course. You got to get the ASMR. So this is a side quest from Atypical Brewery and Barrel Works. This is a 5.8% ABV. And they say, on our atypical journey, our primary objective is to make delicious beer. But once in a while, we feel inclined to take on a side quest. In this case, we have delved into the world of hard cider. So side quest is spelled C-I-D-E. So please enjoy this epic semi-sweet loot from our first side quest on tap now.
Loot you get from this side quest is a hangover.
Well,
negative however many dollars.
The spell is amazing.
But yeah, this is kind of smelling like apple juice.
Well,
that's kind of what I'm picking up on.
Mm-hmm. This is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Fuck, man.
So we went up and visited Atypical in Minot, North Dakota, and that was episode 100.
Yes,
back in like October.
So is this like
they're doing some interesting things with ciders up there. Or sours, sorry, sours. Now they're trying some ciders. So
good on them, man.
Excited to try this.
Yeah, this smells like a sweet cider.
It smells like a little more sweet than semi-sweet.
This is a good 4th of July drink, like when you got the first 2 hot dogs down and you're just like,
this feels like kindergarten when your mom's fighting with your dad. Sweet, but accurate.
Way to bring back the memories, Paula. Thank you.
No, yeah, it's like that green apple Jolly Rancher. It's got a little, like, sour tang to it.
That's a good one. Yeah, I can see that or smell that, actually.
Mm-hmm. It's got a little bit of that atypical funk on it, too. I kind of enjoy that.
Is this one of their main lineup ciders they have, or is this more of a
This is their first one.
What?
Yep.
It's a tiny bit floral in the aftertaste, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, that's on the verge of semi-sweet. It does kind of dry out there at the end a bit.
Yeah.
That sweetness doesn't linger. Mm-hmm. It's like sweet apple right away. I do get some of that Jolly Rancher even in the taste. Mm-hmm. And a little, did you say like a floral?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It kind of like...
Almost like a slight mint at the very end.
Yeah. I agree on that.
Clove, maybe? Mm. Maybe?
It's carbonated really well.
I was just going to say it's not overly carbonated, but it's... Yeah, not under, so you know that's carbonated well. Thank you.
Yeah, it's like...
I'll just repeat everything you said. Just couldn't take, said it. Take 10 times as long to say it.
Couldn't have said it better myself, Big Earned. Thank you. You were saying, John?
This kind of like sits like a wine a little bit more.
Yeah.
You can tell it's a beer. Sure. Mm-hmm. Or cider, sorry. Where am
God,
I?
How now, dare Red, you?
Now, Red's is an apple beer.
That's
if
true.
You can believe that. Yeah, it's well, different from like, a cider.
This is three times better than a red.
Yeah, like the Busch Light apple. You know?
Oh, jeez.
Two of those will give you diabetes.
This is a drink you can enjoy even if you don't hate your job.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, there you go.
Light, free.
I'm going to bring this to the lake next week.
Yeah, if this is their first try at a cider, I could see them doing well in the cider world.
Yeah, me too. Mm.
But then I typically like the sweeter things and not the drier. Because a lot of ciders are dry. When you think ciders and apples, it's like, oh, sweet. But a lot of them are pretty dry.
Or they dive into like a peach thing and then you're like, oh, this is kind of...
You lost touch.
It's like putting an
go indie, back.
Yeah, it's like putting an indie song in a DC movie. Which is like, what the hell are you doing? Like,
so what we do is we rate from 0 to 6. 6 being like, oh man, this is like one of the best examples of this type of whatever the fuck it is. And 0 being, I don't want any more of this. This is a drain board. So I will start off. Wait, do we do 5 on ciders or 6?
Yeah, I was going to stop you. I thought the last, because we've had this discussion before. I usually forget. So, but I think
write
we
this
did
down on your notepad.
5.
5? Okay, 0 through 5 then. Okay, so if it's out of 5. You know, this kind of reminds me of Wild Terra here in town. I mean, it's decent quality.
Yeah.
I think Wild Terra is a bit more on the craftier side. They really experiment a lot with their stuff. But I mean, this is their first one, so you know what? I'm going to give this one, give it a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, it's a brewery making cider.
Yeah, right. So what do you think, Bigger?
I enjoyed this as well. I'm actually going to give it a 4.25. We can do in increments, quarter increments.
Ding.
John.
I'm gonna do 4.25 as well, just because it's the first one, but like it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, this is definitely a summer type of drink for me.
What do you think, Paul? Oh, you can go in quarter increments, by the way.
Oh, I'm doing 5 out of 5.
Yeah?
Oh,
yeah,
this is it for you, huh?
I think they hit all the categories of a cider. Apple... You don't throw up afterwards. This is great.
Don't get that like heartburn.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're like, this is Cider Boys if Cider Boys cared about you.
Nice.
Jeez. Wow. So 5. All right. Nice.
Now, yeah, it's very delightful. It didn't really blow me away in anything. So I think I'd have to give it a 4.5. It's very solid. Kind of reminds me of the fall. John was saying the summer kind of feels like a fall type. Like September.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Mm.
Just starting to get kind of cool in the evening.
Halfway between summer and
whenever you can pick apples.
Mm-hmm.
So the average for Atypical Side Quest is 4.40 out of 5.
Nice.
Excellent.
Wow.
All right, this next one.
Weird.
Is... by Drecker Brewing Company. It's their Plop. It's their first in their series of hard seltzers. So this is a blueberry, raspberry, banana, and white chocolate heavily fruited hard seltzer.
I made something yesterday that I called plop.
Did you make it in the toilet?
No.
I swear to God, if you make a poop
I made it at my mom's toilet. Hey.
Oh, diversity.
Hey, man. Comedy is based off of dick and shit jokes, man. That's how it goes. I don't care how old you are.
You're kind
of
asking
always
for
funny.
It with plop.
Yep.
I just did a gig at a country club in Oxbow, North Dakota, with a comic that I will not name to protect his identity. He had never done an hour before, and he asked me to be a little bit cleaner, and I figured out why. He did literally 60 minutes of dick, poop, and prostate exam jokes, and it was just like the weirdest environment because it's a country club where these people are wearing... Their clothes cost more than my shitty car that I drive.
Their sweaters are wrapped around their necks.
You go up afterwards and you're like, I don't actually have jokes. I'm just going to take a shower.
Yeah. Yeah, it was but yeah, poop jokes are great.
They're great.
Yeah, I was the only one laughing the whole entire time, and people kept looking at me like, of course you're the one that thinks this funny. I'm like, you paid money to watch the show, so joke's on you, you sons of bitches.
Yeah, what the fuck? All right, looking back on Untapped, because Drecker did sell out of this right away, almost, you were about to plop into another dimension. A dimension not only of fruit and flavor, but of decadence. A journey into a wondrous world of weird. Wow. Next up, the plop zone.
I hate that when it splashes back.
I know, right? Our mad scientist brewers and adjunctologists have been dreaming, scheming, and experimenting on a hard seltzer program that opens up new possibilities for flavors in a process devoid of added lactose, sugar, or gluten. Plop is a new series of hefty fruited hard seltzers. When we say hefty, we mean hefty. This is more fruit than we've ever done before. It's not even close. We loaded this one up with blueberry, raspberry, banana, and white chocolate for an experience you've got to try to believe. And this is a 6.6% ABV. This is the highest ABV seltzer I think I've ever had. What about you, Biggerin, with your furrowed brow?
Oh, I'm just trying to figure this one out.
It almost looks weird. It almost looks like kombucha. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like that thick.
I don't think you can say that.
Really? Well, the kombucha people.
He just throws a glass at you. Get out of this room.
It smells really tangy in the nose, so it's got that tanginess. It does seem like it smells kind of like a Sobe drink.
Yeah.
Ah, there
that's
you go.
Initially what I thought. Yeah. I was trying to think of the name.
It smells thick.
What happened to those? Those are just gone now.
I think so. I think they just Sobe got bought out. Yeah. They got
and
bought
drinks
out.
Drinks looked like dragon so dildos.
Bye.
Right? You're drinking juice out of a fantasy scaly appendage.
Then you go to a terrarium. You're like, oh.
Oh, Jesus. What else, is there any other notes you get in the nose, guys?
I do get a little bit of something like white chocolate, kind of towards the middle end. It's not really sweet chocolate. It's more like when you open up, you got the chocolate in the plastic molds, and you peel back the cellophane, and you take one out.
Yep.
Kinda I think little, I know what you mean. Yeah, like a zebra cake.
This typically to me, this does not look like a seltzer.
No.
I know it says it's a heavily fruited hard seltzer.
Hefty fruited.
Hefty fruited, sorry. But it is thick.
They
There's
put all the
no
fruit
carbonation.
With...
Mm-hmm. And when I think of seltzers, I'm thinking of bubbly like seltzers, like almost like champagne.
Yeah. Yeah.
Carbonated.
And clear
this
as water.
Is not that.
Yeah.
This is almost like a
It's like a
chunk,
yeah.
On their series,
they put all the strawberries with cankles in there.
left the tops on,
yeah.
Little green tops.
It's so much better than chunk.
And then, you know, I think they did this to like go on that same vein, but drop the calories immensely and be gluten free. Because I mean, when you're basically drinking 1,000 calories per beer, it's
if you're Drekkers, you have to appeal to the hipsters.
Of course.
True.
You got to see fashion. You got to see trends.
Mm-hmm.
Now this the taste is fucking phenomenal. It tastes like you're drinking banana. It's got that banana flavor, but there's just so much of that tart berry in the middle of that.
I don't think I could like drink more than maybe like one or two 12-ounce glasses of this, though.
For sure.
Because I feel like if I was like, I'm going to drink only this tonight, it's like the time I ate like a whole pint of Cold Stone ice cream. You just like...
You seemed like a good idea at the time, but not so much.
Yeah. When seemed a good time when she left me, but now it's coming back to bite me. All right.
Here come the tears.
Here come the tears indeed.
Nice. This tastes like I worked out. Like I worked out and I went to Tropical Smoothie.
You could put some pre-workout in this and get yourself jacked and ready to go to the gym.
Yeah.
On that.
Jeez.
Yeah, this is... Like you could blend this with ice.
It's a fitness seltzer.
I kind of want Caribou to pick this up. Be like, yo, we've partnered with Drekker. And now we offer alcohol. And like people would be all over that shit too. Because Drekker is brand and their brand.
Just drive through the drive-thru. Get their big ass alcohol drink. Can I get be on your way.
On my way to work.
Can I get the plop cooler?
6.6%.
Are you a Caribou Rewards member? You get a free plop cooler every 5 seconds.
Just plop. So, I'm kind of torn on this one, Knox. It does have a good fruity. I get that banana. And initially, it was just like, this is a lot of fruit. But that banana does stick out. Raspberries. I don't know if I taste much chocolate.
I think the chocolate is more on the nose than it is on the flavor.
But I like the taste, but I hate to say, I'm not an expert, but it just doesn't seem like a seltzer. So I don't know. I guess I haven't looked at the BJCP definition of.
Well, it says it's a hefty fruited seltzer. It means like.
But in my head, I'm thinking seltzer. Like I said, it's almost clear, if not clear.
Yeah.
Bubbly, carbonated.
And hefty is just somewhere between husky and chunky. It's somewhere on that scale.
I've been husky. Described with all of those adjectives.
J.C. Penney's.
Oh, true story. Yeah, this probably was back in the 80s, in the 1980s. So my mom and I were at the mall, and she was buying me pants.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to the clerk and says, do you have any size hefty? Well, I think she mean to say like extra. She didn't mean to say like hefty, or it was like, oh, mom.
Husky? Like,
husky, not hefty. Like husky's a better word, but it's like, oh.
Because people think of
thanks, mom. I was probably like, 12.
People think of the work dog. That's a bad age. When you say husky, you're like a work dog.
Hefty is the garbage bags.
You go from work to hefty. Garbage.
Oh, so what do you got for a score, Big Earn?
Oh, shit. So this is going to be out. Now, this one will be out of 6.
Yes.
I am going to give it a 4.50.
All right. John, what do you got?
I'm going to give it a 4 out of 6. I love it. I like the taste a ton, but again, it's just kind of a one per day, like a one drink and done. So, but it's amazing otherwise.
Paula?
6.5 out of 6.
Okay, Chris.
Yeah.
God, I love this. No, it feels like when you have to follow your mom to New York and Company when you're 11, but she gets you an Orange Julius to reward you. That's what this drink feels like. And if they sold these at Orange Julius or Caribou, my workday would be so much easier. I'm 6.5 out of 5. Like, phenomenal. And you know what? You can taste the carbonation on the tip of your tongue. Mm-hmm. If you let it rest, you can feel the carbonation. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I love it.
I think that's just John.
I think if the can is full at the end of this day, I'll take it. That's gotcha. What I think. That's all my right. score.
That's fair enough.
Nathan?
Yeah, I mean, I wish they would have just stuck with, like, pure fruit. I think the inclusion of the chocolate kind of, it doesn't really gel with everything else. So I think they could have done better there. I think it was a misstep to add the chocolate. But yeah, it's very, like, rich tasting, which I like. So I'd give it a 4.5, I think. I say I think a lot. Boom.
It is what it says it is. Yeah. It's a hefty, fruited, hard seltzer.
Yeah.
I taste everything, the blueberry, the raspberry, the banana, and the white chocolate. It's probably only like the third banana beverage that I like, or beverage with banana in it. Mm. As far as alcohol in a can, I'll go 4.25. It's different. And that's all I'm going to say about that one.
It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
That's like what you say when you don't like it, but you can't say you don't like it. So you're like, yeah, it's different. It's not bad. It's just different from what I like. It's
how
different.
How I evaluate people.
Right? A lot of different people. All right. So the average for Drecker's Plop is 4.65 out of 6, of course.
Nice.
Nice.
Nice. All right. Our next beer before, or our last one before we take a break, is Drumconrath Brewing Company's Gear Sour with Pineapple Jalapeno Smoothie Sour. Here it is. So this one says, join us today as we release Gear Smoothie Sour Pineapple Jalapeno. Can't even talk. Our kick-ass smoothie sour with over 400 pounds of pineapple puree and 70 pounds of fresh chopped jalapenos for a bright, fresh flavor that is a perfect balance of sweet, sour, and spicy. This beer has limited North Dakota distribution, so your best bet for scoring some is in the tap room. Available on draft and in cans.
Where the fuck did Sam get 70 pounds of jalapenos? I mean, like,
no
good
idea.
For
jalapeno that, farm.
That's not criticizing. That's like, good job, Sam. Like, way to know your community.
Yeah, I know, right?
He knows a guy. You know?
Oh, this
he
smells
knows a guy
like,
that has a van.
This smells like a jalapeno pizza.
Yeah, it's hard to get past that jalapeno smell.
It literally smells like a Grand Junction sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the malted vinegar on it as well. Yeah.
Right, like, I like it, but this should this really be liquid?
Almost want to solidify it and deep fry it and eat it as an appetizer at, like, a state fair.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, can you imagine, like, jalapeno poppers beer battered in this beer?
Oh, that'd be good.
Man, that would probably make someone's head explode.
Yeah, well, first of all, it's got some head on it a little bit. It's very cloudy. Looks like a really cloudy pale ale, pilsner, maybe a sour, something shit like that. All jalapeno in the nose, a little bit of malt, some sweetness in a pineapple I get. I'm not sure if I can distinguish that it's pineapple per se, but there's a sweetness.
And I get all that jalapeno, but it doesn't burn my nostrils.
Mm-hmm.
It's just,
there's the aroma, but it's not burning.
And that's what's interesting. Let's see if there's any capsaicin in here. I'm going to take a sip.
So I've had some beers that have like jalapenos or you know, hot peppers in them. And I'm not usually a big fan. So this is going to be interesting.
Wow. That is shockingly good.
Right? The jalapeno or the pineapple really comes through.
Yeah, on the flavor, the pineapple just comes around and roundhouse kicks you like Chuck Norris.
You smell it and you're like,
fucking serious.
This smells awful. And then you taste it and you're like, hot damn, pull me another.
I know, right? And this is the, what's the ABV in this one, bigger?
6%.
Nice.
Sounds. Can have a few of them.
That is
different. That is.
This
it's
tastes
sticky
like,
sweet at the end from the pineapple, because pineapple juice is always sticky.
Mm-hmm.
I get that jalapeno, but it's not really burning my mouth like jalapenos do. But it's got something else. It's almost like a sauce that you marinate something in.
Pineapple, you know, on
pineapple.
Pizza.
Yeah.
Pineapple on pizza?
Yeah, after it's been in the oven and it's got that little char on it or something. Mm-hmm. Something, yeah. Thank you, Paula.
Yeah, I would say it's a fiery Hawaiian pizza because it's got the jalapenos, the Canadian bacon, and the pineapple on it.
Almost like a spicy pickle pizza from Rhombus.
Oh, yeah.
I like how it's not really hot. It doesn't burn my mouth.
This
I hate drinking liquids that burn.
Yeah, this is like what I would imagine cactus juice tastes like, you know?
Yeah, all right, yeah, that makes sense.
Huh, yeah. I just got a lot of wood.
That's what I think about when I drink this now.
It's like what you would drink at a Mexican rodeo.
Yeah.
You know, rugged Southwest up in Fargo.
God, this interests me enough to want more of this shit.
Yeah, try it. Mm-hmm.
Damn you, Sam, for making us something that we want more of.
I think this is the first spicy or pepper beer that I like.
Yeah.
I think the pepper burn mixes with the alcohol burn to the point where they're both mellowed out and they're both more palatable that way.
Yeah, I don't get hardly any like spiciness. I just get like jalapeno flavor.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's weird.
It's like a juice.
Yeah.
That's why it's so remarkable. You get all the joy of jalapeno and none of the diarrhea afterwards.
Yeah.
This tastes like it won't hurt when it comes out again.
Yeah.
I bet they might not have used the seeds and just used the like the meat of the pepper in making it.
That would make sense. I think a lot of the capsaicin's in the seeds.
Mm-hmm. So it's just more of that pure jalapeno.
Sam's a mad scientist.
Dude, this is good. Mad. This is really fucking good. As a matter of fact, I'll start this one off. I'll give this one a 5.5. I don't know why I couldn't go higher. Why isn't it higher, Rigger?
I know. Sometimes I wonder why I don't rate things higher because I'm like, well, what would I do different?
I don't think there's anything
something like this on a jalapeno pineapple beer.
You know what? Give it a 5.75.
I think it might be because it's just kind of comes across as more of a novelty than like something you would regularly, you know, go back to over and over again. It's just more of like a pleasant, like, road feature. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it definitely executes what it was trying to do really well. So I'd have to give it a 5 out of 6.
Are we going that way?
I guess. Sure. Paula.
I don't know what a 6 out of 6 would be in this category. Like, I don't know what it would be like.
This would be a sour beer. This is a sour beer.
Okay, yeah, then I'll give it a 5.7. I really like it. It feels like pineapple on pizza plus emotional stability. I don't know. I really like it. But if we're going for a sour, sours can really just be amazing. So I wouldn't say 6 out of 6. 5.7.
5.75? Okay.
I will drink the rest of it.
All right. John, what do you got, buddy?
This is like, it's weird because like this is my least favorite out of we've tried, but I'm just not a big jalapeno fan. But at the same time, the pineapple was a really great way to balance it out. So for the sake of everything that Sam's doing, I'm going to stick with a 5 out of 6. I think what he did was pretty, like we've all said, is remarkable.
Even the burp on that is like jalapeno sweetness.
Yeah.
It stays with you for a while on the very back end of your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
I can still taste, you know, a little bit of jalapeno. And like you said, John, that pineapple really sweetens that up very well.
It also brings some acid as well and some tartness. Mm-hmm. You get like a full range of flavors on that.
I would argue pineapple base with a jalapeno kick at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And I am going to give it a 5.5.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
And what does that give us for a score, Bigger?
Average for DCR's Gear Smoothie Sour is 5.4.
Yeah!
All right.
Yeah. I'm really surprised because I don't like hot beers. I don't like jalapenos or...
But it's not hot.
Yeah, it's not. That's what surprises me. When I smelled it, I'm like, ooh, I smell the jalapeno, but I don't get all that burn. So that's how it tastes, too.
Yeah.
So
less
well,
of a
well done. Thank you, Sam, for making a jalapeno beer that I like.
Yeah. Sam did. Mm-hmm. He kicked ass on that.
So now I wonder if Chris would not like this because he would want more of that burn. Well, I guess if he was here, he could fucking tell us.
Yeah.
That is a fair criticism. You know, if it burned a tiny bit more.
Well, and you're going to have those people see that jalapeno and they're going to like, I'm going to like this because I like spicy things. And exactly. They might not like this, but mm-hmm. that is exactly what I like about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To each their own.
And those people aren't here right now.
Right?
Sons of bitches.
All right. We're going to take an advertising break and hear from our sponsors. And we'll be right back after this.
Yay.
As I squeak on through like a...
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we might mention Bridgeview Liquors a lot around here, and there's a really good reason why. They pay for a lot of our booze. But one of the great things about them, not just the paying us in alcohol, is they truly seem to love what they do. They're knowledgeable as hell on almost every type of alcohol. Anytime I have questions, that's where I go. That's why I love Bridgeview Liquors.
And I know for a fact that they have knowledgeable staff because if you go back to our Brandies and Cognacs episode, Evan, their store manager, his store pick for Brandies was the winner for the day. And I'm also impressed immensely with their huge selection of craft beers, not only locally, but as far away as four or five other states, which is more than an armful away.
Yeah. Speaking of their knowledgeable staff, I found out that the word Gewurztraminer means a noble grape while at Bridgeview. It is basically a grown-up version of a Moscato. Bridgeview has a wide selection of local as well as really hard-to-find wines.
I like Gewurztraminer wines just because I like to say that word.
Dude.
And I'm German.
Gewurztraminer is about the funnest thing you can do with my mouth.
It is. And one of the fun things about Bridgeview that I like is that how regularly they post on social media the new beers and liquors they get in with pictures, because I'm a picture guy. I like to see the
beer. Not much a reader, huh?
No. But Bridgeview has the picture, so I'm like, oh, that's the beer I'm looking for. I can look at the picture. I can go look for the can or the bottle and, you know, figure out, match them up and everything. And they do that weekly on all their new releases for that week. So it's kind of nice. I like that.
And you can find those social media posts on Instagram and Facebook at Bridgeview Liquor. And their website is bridgeviewliquors.com. And you can go to their location at 935 37th Avenue South in Moorhead.
And when you do go to their location at 935 something in Moorhead, if you mention Brews, Booze, and Reviews at the checkout, you save 10% off of all purchases.
10% off all purchases.
So 10% off all purchases.
Thanks once again for listening to our podcast. We love and appreciate all of our listeners, and we really love and appreciate you at Bridgeview Liquors.
10% off all purchases.
All purchases.
What would you like to eat tonight?
I don't know. What are you feeling?
I could go for burgers or wings. I don't know, maybe even pizza. What are you thinking?
We just had pizza. I don't know.
That's what I'm asking you.
Well, maybe we should look online.
Is what?
It happens in nearly every home in America almost every day. At some point, someone asks, what are we going to eat tonight? Worry not. Fargo Takeout's artificial intelligence robotic chef, the Decisionator, is here to make the choices for you. You'll find its three top choices for takeout. If none of the three choices sounds good to you, just click the Nope, Try Again button. Even an artificial intelligence robot chef gets it wrong once in a while. The next time your relationship seems strained based upon what's to put on the table, turn to FargoTakeout.com/Decisionator. And remember, save a meal, save a marriage. FargoTakeout.com/Decisionator.
Welcome back from advertising break. Thank you for listening in and checking out our sponsors' ads. All right, our next one that we have up for the day is from Prairie Rose Meadery again.
Yay.
And it's the Blueberry Mead. Oh. So this is the 2018 Blueberry Mead. It's $20 for 500 mil. It's a nice blend of North Dakota basswood honey and blueberries. This mead has blueberry flavor up front and basswood honey in the finish, giving it just a hint of mintiness along with the blueberry flavor. Great mead just for drinking or pairs nicely with grilled meats or on the lighter side with many salads. 12.5%.
Yay. Yeah, so for a little bit more information on meads, like specifically Prairie Rose Meadery, you can refer back to episode number 54. And also we had our friend Susan from Prairie Rose Meadery on our Meads 2 episode, which was episode number 109.
Nice.
Sorry, 109. O's in the alphabet.
You're the best, Biggern. Now, on the nose in this one, I fully get that, like, honey.
Yep.
Just good honey.
And maybe a hint of fruit.
Yeah, a hint of the blueberry.
But that honey really, really comes through.
Like, I ate a half a box of blueberry cereal, and then I farted. That's kind of how much blueberries on the nose.
I kind of want to watch you do that now. Not for the fart, but just to watch you eat half a box of cereal.
It's a slight blue hue to the fart, too, like a cloud.
Yep.
Smells like the plains and the wild frontier, you know? Like I'm walking amongst the tall grass, kind of like the guy in Gladiator. Oh. I'm just running my fingers.
Walking across the prairie like I'm 22 and probably won't live to 27.
Yeah.
Because a rattlesnake's going to kill you.
So basswood honey. So it does have a kind of like a sandalwoody kind of back earthy hint on it. Yeah. Now there's no carbonation.
Nope.
This is just a regular like a honey wine. The flavor's got a lot more blueberry in it than the nose does, for sure.
I had to take a few sips, mainly because I like it a lot, but I had to take a few sips to try to, like, they said blueberries first, and then the...
basswood honey and the finish.
Okay.
Which is a little bit of mintiness.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I get that berryness right away, and then it finishes with that honey, and that like, slight earthiness with the honey. Kind of a semi-dry.
Semi-dry.
It's not as sweet as I almost... I was thinking it was going to be.
I wouldn't say semi-dry. I would say semi-sweet. So it's not... So normally it's sweet, but right, with the dryness from the wood, it gives it a semi-sweet.
Mm. Yeah, I'd say it... and this might come off as a negative, but I'd say it tastes like how your grandma's house smells. You know, it's like very floral. It's very sweet. She's a very nice lady. You know, it's very comforting.
Last night, she just canned a bunch of jelly and jam for all the kids for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so you still got that fruitness in the air a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was probably like choke cherries or something.
Yeah, I think the honey is the most present, and then blueberry, and then a soft undertone of financial stability.
Nice.
Disposable income to buy doilies and all that stuff.
Right?
Nice. Any other final thoughts on this one before we give it a rating?
Will this also be out of 5?
Yes, this is out of 5. Who wants to go first? Nathan, why don't you go first?
Yeah, I mean, basically it's like very flavorful. All the flavors it tries to bring in, it does successfully. I'd probably get it a 4.25.
Yep, I'll give it a 4.5. I like that. That basswood honey is really super interesting for me.
Yeah, it's not really it's not too thick either. Mm-hmm.
I am going to give it a 4.5 as well. I think maybe I want a little bit more blueberry.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I love honey.
Yep.
So 4.5 for me.
I mean, you have the sounder.
I know I shouldn't have brought it up.
There's honey and I'm a poo bear. Yum, 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 yum.
Not a poo bear. Just a bear.
All right, John, what do you got?
That's the thing, isn't it?
This is not something I'm proud of. I'm going to give it a 3 out of 5, probably.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I just wish it had probably, like Ern said, a little more blueberry. I'm getting a lot of honey. It's almost overwhelming, so... But it's a great drink, man.
Well, a 3 is slightly above average.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
It's not a bad number.
I just wanted more blueberry, too. The fruit would have added it.
Excellent. Yeah. Paula?
Yeah, I would give it a 4. Solid 4. I feel like the honey is so present. It's so present, it's there for your orchestra concert, which is really great. But the blueberry isn't so much. So I would give it a 4. And I would give it a 4.2, but it's a little bit bitter right at the end. And I feel like that's the blueberry, but it isn't a nice enough blueberry to counteract the bitterness at the end.
Okay.
So I would give it a 4.
Awesome.
Nice.
All right. So the average for the blueberry mead from Prairie Rose Meadery is 4.05.
Mm. Mm. Nice.
Out of 5.
All right, our next one on the docket.
Next.
Docket. I said docket. Get out your BBR bingo cards. Dob that dob. Is some Eagle Park Brewing Company out of Wisconsin. Now, this is their Bottoms Up, B-O-T-M, apostrophe S, up. It's 5.6% ABV. This milkshake IPA brewed with lactose, sugar, and vanilla, to which we add heaping amounts of blood orange, tangerine, and mandarin. It takes like an orange creamsicle. But the can says, double the vanilla of the original version and lactose sugar, to which we add blood orange and tangerine.
Huh.
I just got to say, it smells delightful. Mm-hmm. It smells like if you mixed orange juice with Orange Crush.
Yeah.
It's just so much bright orange.
You ever walk into like Bath and Body Works and you're like, you smell a candle and you're like, I wish I could take a good old bite out of this.
Yeah.
That's what I am actually able to do with this beer right now.
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever feel properly medicated for depression? Because I feel like this is what that is.
Instead of taking an airborne, you just take a whiff of this before getting on the plane and you're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
This is just like you're sniffing Tang, like it's your last night out on the town, and you're just, instead of Coke, it's Tang. You're
because you're going to be an astronaut, yeah, and you're going up to the moon tomorrow, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then an Academy Award winning film is made about your journey. Sponsored by this beer.
By Tang.
Yep.
It's very. I do get that kind of funky IPA aroma to it, and I don't know how to describe what that aroma is, but.
Other than that,
it smells fruit orange.
Yep. Taste is holy shit.
Yeah, it doesn't even really taste like a traditional IPA.
No.
To me.
When I ever think of a milkshake IPA, I'm thinking I need to, you know, all the hops, you know, yeah, getting some of that bitterness in there. But I think that lactose, sugar, and vanilla really round out that bitterness.
If you just let it linger on your tongue for a while. Yeah, you get all that. You get that citrus. You get that orange. You get that vanilla and the thickness of the lactose and that sugar, and then that creamsicle there at the end, the milkshake part.
Yeah.
Mm.
Damn.
It's not bitter at all, like some IPAs can be.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's very well balanced out with the citrus. It's almost tastes like a grapefruity as well. You know, it's just got a lot of.
On the end?
Yeah.
Yep.
See, and I feel like this the citrus goes well, but it still sticks to the IPA. Mm-hmm. I feel like I can still taste the IPA.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the IPA in an orange costume.
Yeah. It's like if LaCroix was IPA.
Oh, jeez.
LaCroix.
I think this is my second favorite milkshake IPA.
It doesn't taste at all like a milkshake.
Nope.
Just doesn't taste like shit.
You know, you were talking about Orange Julius earlier. I think this is more of a contender there.
This is it.
It kind of tastes like that, the white part of the orange. Not the outside peel, but the white
strandy bits.
The part that's straight sugar. It tastes like the sugar part of the orange.
That's decent. Now, have we had, seems to me, if my memory serves me right, which it usually doesn't, we've had a product from Eagle Park before, right?
Yes.
I was trying to look through it because I'm sure I had it written down.
I will look,
this
Ernie.
Is decent. I like this.
This is almost well like a mimosa alternative. You know, brunch, you just drink one of these.
That's synonymous, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did it at Eagle Park with IPAs with the Drunk Letters to Famous People, episode 123.
Nice.
Yeah, I would agree with Nathan that this is a mimosa alternative.
I could almost add vodka to this and almost have like a screwdriver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You still get that foamy cream taste, which I wouldn't love with a screwdriver, but that's aside the point.
Yeah, on the end, I kind of get a little orange peel as well, like it, when it just sits in your mouth long enough.
This is fantastic.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't know what else to say.
I already know what I'm getting.
Throw a number on it, John.
A 5 out of 5.
No, this is actually out of 6. This is a beer.
Oh, 6 out of 6?
6?
You got Eagle Park. Yes, you nailed it. It's just, yeah.
Like, I'm going to come out there. I'm going to find you, and you're going to make me enough to take back to North Dakota.
Put this in my mouth.
Right? How about you, Paula?
I would say a 5.6 out of 6. I really like it. There's a tiny little bitterness at the end, which I don't love.
Be 5.5 or 5.75?
Oh, 5.75.
Okay.
Yeah, it's so creamy and it's so lovely. And honestly, if this is what they sold at Orange Julius, take me to New York and Company. This is worth it.
No one would even notice, not even the kids.
Yeah, I could get drunk in the loft for this.
All right, Nate, what do you got?
I can't really knock it for anything, so I'm going to give it a 6. It's right. Absolutely delightful.
Now, Big Earn, they said that they added blood orange and tangerines to this. What do you got to say about that?
Tangerines are whores. They are.
Yeah.
Have you ever talked to a tangerine? Ask for money right away.
They open up a lot easier.
Well, maybe stop lingering oranges. In the food section.
I'm going to give this one a 5.75. This is the second my favorite milkshake IPA. The first one being the strawberry cheesecake by Drecker. The first batch, not the second batch. Now, I recently had their lemon meringue pie secret handshake, and this batch is the best out of all three of them that they've made.
Mm.
So, and that's my third favorite milkshake IPA. Not that anybody gives a shit. What do you think, Big Earn?
I'm sorry, what were you saying? I'm going to give it a 5.5. It's delicious.
I was saying...
I love glue!
All right.
So do I. Well, if my calculations are right, and they may not be, the average for Eagle Park's bottoms up is 5.80.
Nice.
Yeah, 2.6, 5.27. Yeah.
Also, if you check out episode 122, Beer Mail from Wisconsin, there we had a couple Eagle Parks in that one as well. All right, moving on to the next beer. The next beer is also from Eagle Park. This one is called the Needler. Mm. This is a NEIPA, a New England IPA with Chinook hops that give this beer prominent notes of pine and subtle citrus.
Does that mean it's from Canada? Chinook?
Chinook?
Oh, that's Chinook. Never mind.
And this is an 8% ABV, so this is going to be our third highest.
I don't smell the pine at all.
The label is really trippy. Kind of looks
like a Christmas tree.
Rambo Christmas tree.
Yeah. Oh, ramp.
Christmas tree Rambo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can see Sylvester Stallone getting behind that project.
All right, let's look this up here.
Jeez, Big Earn.
I'd say overfilled my glass, but that's usually not possible.
Okay, with Chinook hops, you're going to get citrus, spicy, and piney. And some bright grapefruit notes.
I'm not getting a lot on the nose. I think I'm getting a little citrus.
That's this the one you should have just had.
This is great, too.
Wow.
The hops on this is...
Oh, did you have some?
So this is a double dry hopped version of our beloved Needler. Brewed and dry hopped exclusively with one of our favorite hops, Chinook. Expect notes of ripe pineapple, grapefruit, and healthy pine finish. Muskego, Wisconsin.
I can feel it in the smell, the citrus smell. That sounds nice.
Now, this is the dual Needlers. This is a double New England IPA. I'm sure this is a little older, though, I'm thinking. Or else, because if it was brand new, I'm sure I'd get a fuckload of pine off the notes. I get a lot of orange, though, on the nose.
Yeah, it's citrus, but yeah, specifically orange. Orange zest.
I love
maybe
it.
Maybe pineapple or something.
I fucking love this.
Yeah, not a lot of carbonation.
No, not at all.
Fucking great artwork on the can though. The dual Needler. All right.
Yeah, these guys are great. I don't know. It's in Wisconsin, I know, but
What'd they say?
Is it far away from like Eau Claire?
Muskego, Wisconsin.
Okay. Muskego.
I need to look them up.
Yeah, this is dry, piney.
Yep.
Not as I think this might be like an older version, so it might have been sitting in my fridge for a bit.
Mm.
It does taste a little aged.
Yep.
It's a little more understated in its flavor.
It's like when your grandpa doesn't want to take you to the park anymore. But it's aged enough where they're like, I'm tapping out.
I've done my job.
Yeah.
I want this is a really good burger beer, I feel like.
I can see that. Beer. Like a brew pub, like pretzel bun.
It almost has that, almost a start to that little bit of peppery finish that I don't like, but it kind of like, oh, here it comes, and then it never really finishes.
There's like a lot typical, of pine, a lot of man. Wood, very like earthy wood, like punky almost, you know?
Post from that outer space wood.
You mean James Woods?
The earthy wood.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
I kind of like the meatiness of the malt. I can get that on this one.
It's got some body.
Yep. It's smooth, with all the hops and the double dry hopped, the pineiness really does dry it out with pine resin.
I get orange comes through at the end too a lot.
Orange comes through
right at the tail end and the legs. It's got long legs on it.
This was
Oh, yeah, wow. I don't mind this one. Paul,
I mean, it's pretty good for Or is it a double?
Yeah, I think it's a double because it's the dual needler.
Okay. And it is 8%.
Yep.
Yeah, it doesn't really blow me away like the last one did.
Yeah.
I can't really pin down why.
I kind of feel the same way, but I do like Chinook hops.
Yeah, Chinook hops are good.
It just seems a little more watered down.
Yep.
Which is a little ironic because I think this has more alcohol than the last one.
Yep.
So,
it's a good middle ground between that and like a
5.6 compared to 8%.
Yeah.
Only 5.6, really?
No, the last one was 5.6. This one's 8. This one's 8.
That actually even surprises me more that this is 8.
Yeah, me too.
Could creep up on you.
Good job.
All right, I'm gonna give this one. I'll give it a 3.75 out of 6.
That's not great.
Nope, but it doesn't suck either.
Yeah, it's above average.
No, it's average to slightly above average.
And I am going to give it a 4.
Okay.
A little bit higher than Knox's, actually.
Just average.
Just average. John?
I'm doing 5.75. I love what this crew's about. I want to drink more. Bring me to Wisconsin. I will yo-yo for you.
Nice.
I will do jokes for you. I'll bring Paula and Nate Rowe.
And we'll work for beer.
We will work for beer. That we will keep reviewing on this podcast.
John and Nate will work for beer. Paula will work for cash money.
She can go and buy beer with.
She has a financial advisor. Ooh.
I'll work for beer and Vienna sausages. That's what I'll work for.
Paula, what do you got for a score?
I got a 5 out of 6. It's really good. You can definitely get the citrus out of it, but it's not... What I feel like it could be.
Gotcha. Nate?
Yeah, I mean, it's got a lot of good qualities, similar to the last beer, but I just wish it kind of had like a stronger flavor. Like, they're all there. They're just not that, like, bold. So I'd have to go with, like, a 4.25.
All right.
So the average for Eagle Park's The Needler is 4.55.
You know what that beer reminds me of? Of a Goose Island, like the Goose Island beers, better, you know? And it's a funny story about Goose Island. First time I had Goose Island was in Chicago, and it was my buddy's birthday, and he ordered a party bus, and I had never been on a party. The only time I'd ever done that was in high school, and they had a bathroom on it. So being like how old I was like, oh, every party bus has a bathroom on it, so I should always drink beer on a party bus. So I drank like 3 Goose Islands. I'm like, hey, man, I got to pee. Where do I go? He's like, you're going to not go on this bus because we're not stopping for an hour. I'm like, that's really funny.
Oh, my God, an hour?
Yeah, right? And I was like, I walked back like, seriously, though, I got to pee. He's like, we're not stopping this bus. And he was like, dude, I'm going to pee my pants. And he's like, fine. So he got all like a group of his friends to stand around me while I peed in this red Solo cup down Chicago Avenue. And then we hit this bump right before the bridge. And then like I started peeing everywhere and people were ducking my pee like the Matrix style. But like this one sad little girl was on there and I just peed all over her. And this guy's, he was my friend's best friend, was just like, hey dude, what the hell? You just peed all over my girlfriend? And I was like, three beers and six shots. And he's like, yeah, man, something you'll never get to do. And then, yeah, and then he punched me and I got asked to leave the party. So that's... So Eagle River, even though that's a bad Eagle Park, even though it's a bad story, like this reminds me of really good times.
I'd be like, man, usually they pay me to pee on them.
Yeah.
Right? I like getting shit on.
Nor Chris, he likes getting poop. All right, anyways, so that concludes the Neela, correct? The dual Neela?
Correct.
All right, moving on to our last beer of the lineup today. It is Totality by a 50/50 Brewing Company.
This is I like the name already.
Mm-hmm. This is a 9.9% ABV. Our award-winning Imperial Stout, Totality, also serves as the base beer for the internationally acclaimed barrel-aged Eclipse. Rich dark chocolate, mocha, and espresso flavors. Everyone has their price. For some, it's measured in dollars. For others, it's measured in powder days. For those that have the gift of passion for the dark side, it's measured in the pints of Totality Imperial Stout. Dark brown to black in color and nearly opaque, Totality has a velvet-like mouthfeel, moderate hints of dark dried fruit, espresso beans, and dark chocolate, with just a hint of hot bitterness striking the perfect balance. Welcome to the dark side, friends. Find your balance.
You ended on a very sensual note right there.
I know, right?
That was very sensual indeed. Fine. Borderline sexual.
Sexual chocolate, baby.
Dark Temptation Axe Body Spray. All
right. Yeah, this is it looks like a stout. It has a very light aroma. I get some of those.
All I'm really getting is beans, chocolate.
Cocoa nibs or something.
Yeah, I get roasty maltiness, like chocolate malt. Malted barley, chocolate malted barley. Smidgy bit of molasses, not a lot though. A little bit of espresso coffee-ish.
Yep.
It's very dark, obviously.
Very dark.
I think I'm gonna.
You can't see some. Shit through. You can't see no light through it.
This reminds me of I think it's Big Skies Brewing's Moose Drool. If you ever had that.
Yep.
Yeah.
I actually had that on tap yesterday. There's a small little bar where we were camping, and they had it on tap. I'm like, I haven't had that in a long time, much less off the tap.
Yeah, this is a good competitor of that, and I love that beer.
Yeah, there's so on the tongue now on the palate. It's dry.
Yeah.
Like Baker's chocolate.
It's like cold coffee.
Yep. But it's Baker's chocolate.
Absolutely no sweetener.
Instead of moose drool, it's like deer spit, you know?
Instead of moose drool, it's beer. It's deer spit.
Deer spit, yeah.
So not quite. That doesn't quite get there.
I mean, there could be worse bodily fluids.
True, yeah. Deers seem pretty clean, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was late to this podcast because I hit a deer on the way here. it took a lot of running. I finally tracked him down and socked him right in the face. He had it coming.
Oh.
Yeah.
He didn't cross at the deer crossing, like the sign said.
Getting a left cross at the deer crossing.
Yeah, this is roasty.
Yeah.
Like they maybe over-roasted the coffee beans. It is sticky. So it's got some of that sweetness from probably the cocoa nibs.
Yep.
Or the dark chocolate, yeah. So it's not the semi-sweet dark chocolate, but the dark chocolate.
Yeah.
It's very nibby, you know?
Yeah.
It's a sipper.
It's like a...
As I finish my glass.
Kind of a oatmeal, a little of that in there.
Oh, like they used oats in the malt bill or the grain bill?
Yeah.
So this is just an imperial stout. It's not a, let's throw a bunch of stuff in there other than, you know, it's got some notes of this and that, but
well,
it's not like a pastry stout. It's not, it's a dark imperial 9.9% stout.
Yeah, it's not a pastry, but it gives off a very
I get those roasty coffee beans and dark chocolate. The dryness off that.
It's like a croissant almost kind of feel to it.
Figs.
Or like a biscotti. Yeah.
Charred malt. Mm.
Yeah.
Figs and charred malt, that makes sense. I kind of like it though.
Yeah.
It's not a bad stout.
Yeah, it's from having, a lot of sweet, like pastry stouts or sweet stouts. This is just a nice, dark, roasty.
It's full, a really good base.
Full stout. Yeah. Imperial stout, actually.
Mm-hmm. I would love to drink something like this, like in November.
Yeah, that's...
Not so much in June, but, November. But it's still good, though.
Thanksgiving beer.
Yeah.
With the turkey leg and...
You ever split wood in the winter to get it ready for like the summer and spring? Like my dad and I used to go up north and split wood. Like this is the type of beer if I was of age, I'd be like, this is a good day of work.
Yeah, right? Yeah. It's honest man's work.
Yeah, it reminds me of dad when he worked in the mines.
Dirty hands equals clean money. Right?
Yeah.
Dirty.
And it's a little chilly outside, so you come inside, start a fire, light up a cigar, and... pour a glass of this.
Dirty hands, clean money, unless your job is fisting people. In which case, that would be the opposite.
No, then you'd just be a porn star.
Clean hands. Super clean sanitary hands. Not so clean money. Yeah.
This podcast. Is that where the money was that they had to get it or what?
It's up in there. Anyways, we are going off the rails here. Hold on, let's pull it back in here.
Whole new meeting, the fistful of dollars.
Right? Clint Eastwood.
Yeah. That is called a recovery.
Fisting the dollars.
It's a recovery. Yeah. Bring him back in. You lost him there for a second.
Oh, man.
All right, so what do you guys want to rate this one?
I'll start.
Yep.
I'll give it a 5.
John. Also a 5. Once again, reminds me of that Moose Drill drink, but it has a bigger presence of the coffee taste, and I drink that every day, so it's kind of my thing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Paula?
I'll give it a 5.25 just because it's rich and it's solid and consistent. And
so just like John? Rich, solid, consistent.
John Kennedy?
Makes me.
Well, you are a little stout.
Yeah. I'm a big stout.
Yeah, if stout is consistent, stubborn, and upsetting, great. 5.25 is my rating.
Excellent. Nathan, what do you got, buddy?
It's fine. Nothing really stands out.
Fine.
That kind of says it for me. I think it'd be a 4.2 or a 4.5.
This is okay.
Just okay.
It's okay. It's okay.
And neighbor?
Yeah, I'll give it it's solid 5 out of 6.
Nice.
I'm not sure why I'm not scoring it any higher or...
I know. It feels like there could be something, and maybe that's because we've had a lot of stouts with stuff in it.
Yeah, that's
my
fault.
This is just a good, dark, solid imperial stout, mm-hmm. I think. But yeah, I think 5 is good. The average for the 50-50 Brewing Company's totality imperial stout is 4.95.
Nice.
Yay!
Yeah, so the winner of the day for the beers is the Eagle Park Milkshake Style IPA at 5.8.
Good job.
The bottom's
crow.
Up?
The bottom's up, yes. All right.
Woo, nice.
And then Drum Con Ross Gear Sour was the 5.4. Mm-hmm. But then the Mead was 4.05, and that's out of 5. So I'd have to figure out, versus out of 6. And that Atypical, that was a 4.4 out of 5. So
that was
actually pretty close.
That's got to be probably up there.
The average winner
versus out of 6. So. But yeah, so what was the lowest score that we had for the day was a 4.55 was the Needler out of 6. Mm-hmm. So if that's the worst beer a person drinks today, that's still a good day.
That's a good day.
It's a good day at the office.
Yeah.
And what an office it is.
All right, Nathan, if people want to get a hold of you, where can they get a hold of you at?
You can check me out on Twitter at NotNathanRowe. And that's about it.
All right, Paula, what do you got coming up? Get Instagrams, Twitters, tweets?
All right. Touring the West Coast in June under Paul Grushinski. We're doing shows in South Dakota, Montana, and Colorado.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, and I am the official manager. This is a funny story. I got to prelude this with this.
We'll be the judge of that.
I went under the guise of being a talent agent and started calling these comedy clubs saying like, hey, I represent some of the top comedians in North Dakota. Here's their videos and their tapings. We're looking to finish out some of the dates for this summer. And here's when we are available. Would you guys be able? And then they actually took us like, yeah, just send over your contract and your W-9. I was like, shit. So they, I booked this whole West Coast thing for Paula, John Kennedy, and David Standall. And then I'm on Instagram is my main thing, johnjohn.narum. And then I'm opening for J.R. DeGuzman, who has been on Netflix and Comedy Central in August. So that's going to be a fun time. And that's going to be The Cellar downtown.
I'm excited for that show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one.
Sweet. How about you, Bigger, and where can people find you?
Across the street. Stumbling, usually. It takes me longer to get home than it does to get here.
It sure fucking does. All right. Well, at the end of every episode, we have a saying. We want to thank you, our listeners, without whom this podcast couldn't happen. And to you, we say,
May your glasses be full and your spirits high. Cheers.
This has been a Predica Productions episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews. Follow us on all social medias at Brews, Booze, and Reviews. Special thanks to our sponsors for supporting our podcast. You, too, can support our show by supporting them. We have merch for sale and additional content available on Patreon. New content coming always because it's fun to come always.